He said, you are a lot better at being blunt than I am. And I said, that's because I care more about your soul than I care about being your friend. I care more about your eternal future than I care about being your friend or your favorite family member while we're here. Ezekiel 3, verse 18. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to the wicked from, or let me start over. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because you did not give him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered. But his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered your soul. Galatians chapter 6 says that us who are spiritual, if we see a brother or sister in Christ who has slipped or has turned away from God, that we are to gently restore them. It is our job to restore them. It is our job to give them the thus saith the Lord. It is our job to tell them right from wrong. No matter if it hurts your popularity, no matter if it hurts your standing, no matter if they turn from you and never want to talk to you again, it is our job as Christians to preach and speak the truth when the Lord tells us to. Now, you can be turning over to Galatians chapter 3. This is probably going to offend some, might make some mad, but I've got to speak what the Lord has put on my heart. How many have seen what this nation has done since last Tuesday? I'm not here to talk about the election. I'm not here to talk about any of that. What I am here to talk about, the main gist of this message that I want you to take from this, is no more division, only multiplication. That's what we are called as Christians to do. Not to divide, but only to multiply people into the kingdom of God. And I'm just going to bluntly say that since the Lord has changed me almost 4 years ago, or a little over 4 years ago now, that I will not defend a white man just because he's white. A black man should not defend a black man just because he's black. Listen to me. Titus chapter 3 says that when we were born again, that we were regenerated. We were given a kingdom gene. We are no longer white. We are no longer black. We are no longer Hispanic. And I want to tell you right now, the Bible says that Jesus is coming back for a church without spot or blemish. He's not coming back for a bunch of racist hypocrites that we are now. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of
preachers on TV. There's a lot of so-called reverends who stand up and they preach and they do this race baiting and they try to turn everybody against each other. I'm telling you, that's not what God's called us to. We are not called to be divided. Not. And if us so-called Christians would stand up and do what we're called to do, no matter whose feelings it hurts, no matter who we offend, then we as Christians can rise up in this earth, and that's when revival shows up. That's when God sweeps this nation. That's when this nation turns back to God. That's when this world turns back to God. Because I've said it before, when everything's getting bad in the last days, everybody sees, oh, it's getting bad, it's getting bad. Jesus is about to come back. Well, while everything's getting bad, the church is supposed to be getting really good. We're supposed to be seeing an outpouring of the Holy Ghost like we've never seen before in the history of the church. I thank God for being raised in the South. I love it here. I've not stayed for long periods of time anywhere else, so that may be why I love it. But being Southern is not my identity. Being a redneck is not my identity. Being Northern should not be your identity. Being black should not be your identity. Being white should not be your identity. And listen, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, before we have some people who watch this and they say, well, I know that old Casey. I'll tell you, back in school, I wore a Confederate flag necklace that my girlfriend at the time had made for me. I didn't think anything about it, but I sat down. I had a bunch of black buddies, and I sat down with them at the lunch table, and they looked at me and said, oh, you're a racist now. And that right there, for a long time, I didn't hate them, but it put something in me that I was just, it aggravated me toward them. It aggravated me. I was not a racist. But I would look at some of them and I'd say, you know what, they think the world owes them everything. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's a bunch of white people like that. There's a bunch of Hispanic people like that. It's not a color of the skin issue. It is a heart issue. We need heart transformation. I thank God that He broke those chains off of me when I was 26 years old, and no longer do I find my identity in carrying around a Confederate flag and saying the South will rise again, American by birth and Southern by the grace of God. Listen, I've still got a lot of friends like that. But your identity is not in that flag. Your identity is not in being Southern. Your identity is not in your race or nationality. And listen, God didn't create us to be races. He created one human race. And that's why when we are born again, that we should all come together no matter what the situation. And if us as Christians would rise in this earth and we would quit. Listen, a lot of people struggle. I see a lot of friends, they struggle with going back to their roots. They feel pulled by either their family or their friends. Oh, well, I'm black, so no matter what, I've got to defend my black heritage. Or I'm white, I've got to defend my white heritage. No, you don't. Because in God's eyes, you're not black, you're not white, you're not any other race or nationality across this earth. You are His. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ and have put on Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ. We are all equal. Everybody out there fighting for their equal rights, We are all equal in Christ. Come to Christ and find your equality, because that's where equality comes from.
There's some holy silence here. Some people might be getting a little bit aggravated because they have found their identity in being Southern, their identity in their heritage, their identity in this or that. That's not your identity. Your identity is supposed to be in Jesus Christ. Your identity is in Jesus Christ. And we have to understand that. We have to come to grips with that. I know that there's some people, oh, I was just raised that way. That's just, no, it's not. Yeah, you may have been raised that way. You may have been raised that way. But like I said, Titus 3 says that you were regenerated. When you were born again, the old genes are gone and new genes have come. So it ain't the way you was raised. It ain't all that garbage. If you are submitted to Christ and you understand who you are in Him, the way you was raised don't matter. We have a divided nation. We have a divided world. We have Democrats and we have Republicans. Oh, that's a bunch of garbage. Oh, I just felt the wind go out of some stomachs right there. Your political party garbage is just that. It's garbage. We are not to be divided by political preference, by races, by heritage. We have been regenerated with a kingdom gene. And we are all one in Jesus Christ. One. And instead of some of the people getting their feelings hurt because their candidate didn't win and going out and protesting, there's Christians in those crowds. I guarantee you. There's Christians in those crowds. And just because their political affiliate or their political candidate didn't win, or because other people in their heritage are going out and protesting and all this stuff, they feel obligated to go out and do it themselves. No. If they would be what Jesus told us to be, one in Him, if they would stand up in the middle of all those people and say, listen, Jesus has called us to be one. He's not called us to be divided. He's not called us to be hating each other. And whether people want to admit it or not, the media and things like that is one of the biggest pots. And it just stirs and stirs and stirs and stirs. And we need to find our identity in what Jesus says about us, not in what the media says, not in what the world says. We're children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And we are one. We are one. And I'm going to tell you, if the one would stand up and be what we've called to be, then we could see all these divisions mended. We could see the kingdom multiplied. We could see people come together in unity for Christ Jesus and go around this world preaching the gospel and seeing people saved, healed, and delivered by the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm so sick of seeing the garbage. I'm so sick of it. And don't get me wrong. If you've taken anything wrong away from this, I want you to understand there are horrible people in the white race. There are horrible people from the past in the black race. There are horrible people from all nationalities. Like I said, it's not a race issue. It's a heart issue. But if I judge all of those people in what people from their past has done, then I'm wrong. Then I'm wrong. And fear will always dictate and control my life. I will always be afraid. Listen, we've got a black family that comes here from time to time, and man, I love them to death. They are some of my best friends, and I would give my life for them. So this is not you're just a white guy up there preaching that just because no. Listen, I love all because the love of God is so strong in my heart. And I don't want division anymore. I don't want to see division anymore. I want to see us rise up as the body of Christ and do what He has set us out to do. It's hard for some. It's hard for some, and I have caught myself being guarded with some people. I don't know if I trust them just because of something that somebody else had done. We've got to get rid of that. We got to realize that Jesus has washed all the past away. Jesus has washed all the past away. That's what we've got to realize. And we've got to come together and we've got to unite and we've got to stand as Christians. We've got to stand as Americans. And we've got to do what's right. Not what our preference is. Not what we were raised to believe was right. But we need to get in here. This is where we find out what's right and wrong. I love my parents to death, but I'm sure that there's some stuff along the lines that they taught me was wrong. But in here, you'll find out what's truly right. You'll find out what's truly wrong. This is where you find out what God says. This is where you find out what God says is right and wrong. And more of us need to be getting in here and find out what God says about us instead of listening to the world and listening to the media and listening to the person sitting next to us. We need to find out who God says we are. Our identity is in Jesus Christ, not anything else of this world. Like I said, I love you. And I care more about telling you the truth when the Lord tells me to than I care about being your friend. I don't care if you spit in my face and you walk away. I'll still love you. But I will do what God told me to do. And I will preach the truth. I will stand up and say, that's not right. You're slipping down that slope. I will. And it'll make people mad. And my feelings will probably get hurt. It's been plenty of times where the Lord's told me to say stuff and I've just... Amen. The Lord's told me to say stuff to somebody and I carried around for days and I just... But the more you carry it around, the more miserable you get. And like we read in Ezekiel, you better do what God tells you to do. You better stand up and be who God's called you to be, because that is the most important thing in your life. I love my wife and I love my family, but being what God has called me to, if I do not stand up and be what God has called me to be, then all of that's useless. If I don't stand up and be what God's called me to be, then my job is useless. If I don't stand up and be what God's called me to be, then church is useless. We don't just come here to hear words and then go home or get nuggets to stick in our pocket. like Brandon preaches all the time. We've got to know our identity in Christ. If you don't know your identity in Christ, you'll be a cussing Christian. You'll be one of them that thinks you can do this and still be a child of God. Oh, I can still live in the world and do as the world, but I can still be a child of God. That's not what the Bible teaches. And the lines in the church are so divided too. All this denominational junk. And then you got these that believe you can do this and still be fine. You can do this and still be fine. The Bible says you're a new creation. The Bible says you're a new creation. And listen, I love you. I love you, but sir, ma'am, if you don't discipline your tongue, if you don't discipline your tongue when you're around non-believers, you're sending people to hell. When you sit and you gossip and you talk about people and you cuss and you do this and you do that, you're sending people to hell because they're seeing you as a Christian example. And they're saying, well, he's a Christian example. She's a Christian example. Well, I can go on and do this and do that and do. No. The Bible says repent. Repent means to change. It don't just mean to say, Lord, forgive me. Don't mean to go to the bar and then the next morning, Lord, forgive me. It don't mean to cuss somebody out and get angry and, Lord, forgive me. That's not repent. Repent means you will change. And the whole church, the body of Christ, we need to repent for not being what God's called us to be. We need to repent and say, Lord, change us right now. Transform our hearts and our minds right now. Anything that I was raised up under that gave me any little bit of hate for anybody, for any group of people, for anything, Lord, take it away. Make me new. Fill that spot with your love. Because love is the only thing that's going to win people. You're not going to win people by going out and beating them over the head with a Bible. That'll turn more people away. You're not going to win people by trying to strike fear and fear and fear and fear into them. Because then they're going to come to the altar and they're going to cry and blow snot and they're going to say, oh, Lord, forgive me, but they ain't going to give anything because the Holy Spirit didn't draw them. They just came out of fear. If you have a need this morning, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, or if you feel that you need the Lord to set you free from any kind of hate or anything that might be hindering you in being what he's called you to be, and this is your opportunity to come, let the Lord set you free. I'm here to pray for you. There's plenty more that'll come and pray with you. But we've got to unify, and we've got to come together, and we've got to stand up and be what God's called us to be. No more of these blurred lines. No more blurred lines. We've got to stand up in the crowd, even if it's just us. And we've got to say, this is what Jesus says. We are one in Christ Jesus. If you don't need salvation, if you don't feel the need to pray for any other need, then I encourage you this morning, it's what I'm about to do. Come up and pray for this nation. Come up and pray for this world. Because we ain't going to be able to live through all this division. It's going to get really bad if everything keeps getting divided. But I believe in my heart that God has said, I'm giving you another chance. I believe that God has said, America, repent and turn back to me. I believe that God has said, if you'll humble yourselves and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will hear your land. I believe that's what the Lord has said to this country.
And I believe that there's going to be a fire of the Holy Ghost that is going to start, and it's going to go around this world, and it's going to sweep people into the kingdom of God. But it's up to us to not be lazy anymore and to do what He said to do. So if you have a need, or if you want to pray for this country and this world, come. Right now is your opportunity.